This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In 20 years, we've been with you through major news events that were just breaking over the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was taken into custody by U.S.
A new chapter in the political history of South Africa opened today when Nelson Mandela emerged from Victor Verster prison.
The body of Princess Diana has begun its final journey home to Britain. Her casket draped with the flag.
With us through these major events has been NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore, bringing his decades of experience to the news of the day. On our first show, 20 years ago, Dan Shore and I chatted about former presidents. At the time, the first President Bush was in the White House, and four previous presidents were still living.
What do you make of all of this?
Well, certainly there are more ex-presidents at four than we've had in more than a century, which must be a credit to their good health habits and maybe the fine socialized medicine that they enjoy in government facilities. They're very different.
Dan Shore is with me once again to talk about the former presidents, although it's a different lineup now. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Leanne.
In 1989, when we had this conversation, the elder George Bush was in the White House.
Yes.
And the living former presidents were Nixon, Reagan, Ford, and Carter. Give us a quick summary of what they were up to in 1989.
Well, in 1989, they were, like almost all ex-presidents, making a little bit of money by lecturing, writing memoirs, establishing foundations and libraries. And in the case of Jimmy Carter particularly, it was something more than that. He decided he would try to do good around the world, monitoring elections, trying to collect money to take care of diseases of poor people in Africa and so on. He probably was more active as an ex-president than he'd been as president.
Now we have four living ex-presidents, Jimmy Carter, and
yes,
both the elder and younger Bush and Bill Clinton. How does this group differ from that group we talked about in 1989?
Well, it differs in the first place from not having either President Reagan or President Nixon. That makes it all very different. It is a more relaxed group of ex-presidents on the whole who can be invited to lunch together. They can make appeals for good causes together.
So let's see what they're up to now. You mentioned President Carter's work, building houses and so forth. He's one of the first group that's still living. And the elder, George Bush, how is he spending his retirement?
Well, he's writing memoirs. And then he also cooperates with former President Clinton at times on worthy causes, such as trying to raise money for relief of tsunami victims in Asia. They are both together as a team, kind of a bipartisan do-gooders.
And former President Clinton, well, he's often still in the news.
He's probably the most active of ex-presidents. First of all, he worked very hard for the nomination of his wife as president, which didn't work. He travels around the world practically trying to be helpful. He was the one who made a trip to North Korea to get two reporters released and managed to do that. He leads a somewhat more active life than most of the other ex-presidents.
And the most recent former president, George W. Bush, what's he up to?
Well, George W. Bush, in a recent interview, said that as president, I made calls as best I could, and I didn't sell my soul. He also refers to himself, his new title, he said, is Retired Guy.
Huh. How have the actions of these men shaped the perception or the role of former presidents?
It's interesting. It moves in the direction of trying to have something like a council of elders. In many countries, former presidents have a certain role in which they become the conscience of their countries and try to do things together. That has not happened quite so quickly in the case of American presidents, but I do think it's beginning to happen now, that you have presidents and former presidents who can deal with each other pretty well and are available for good causes.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore. Dan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Leanne.